What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm not here to tell you that this is a replacement. This is just a depth piece on a roster outside of it, but it had me thinking about a player that obviously matters more for Kansas City. Over the weekend, the Chiefs signed a veteran guard, Jermaine Attram, I believe is how it's pronounced. He's not played a ton. He's a former seventh-round pick. It's not like he's been on the field. He's played a total of 100 snaps on offense or whatever at guard last year. So, like, it's not over the last couple of years. So I'm not here to tell you he's a replacement, but I was thinking more about it, like, as they add another veteran guard. They brought back Caliendo. They have clearly tried to make sure that they are protected in the depth of offensive line category. And then I was thinking about Kingsley. And I'll just tell you, this is a very early on because it's only May, so we don't know who's going to compete and where. If he loses this job to anyone, Caliendo, this guy, any other person who possibly comes around, a guy who's drafted, it's done. You can, like, we don't say bust early. But if he doesn't win this job coming out of camp, you can say bust immediately. It's done. It's done, Gold, because they've already sailed it on tackle. And if he loses the job at guard, and I just see as they keep adding more vets, then it's over for Kingsley, right?
We see tackles become guards quite a bit in the NFL and go on to have really nice careers, even if they were clearly not
this
a tackle.
This guy was actually a tackle in college.
Yeah, and that happens all the time, especially college to NFL transition. Kingsley, of course, started the first 2 weeks last year as a tackle. We all know the rest of the story. And now they're going to give him a shot at guard. And I am with you, though. If he doesn't win the guard job out of camp, why should I think that year three is going to be the magic thing? I think now you could say, well, does that mean Mike Caliendo or somebody really impressed? Sure. I mean, those guys are also battling for the job. And if Kingsley's not the right guy, he's not the right guy. But what you're saying is right, that if Caliendo or this Tremaine kid wins the guard left guard job, then Kingsley long-term future in the NFL looks very, very bleak. I'm also assuming that Trey Smith gets an extension done in this scenario too, because if he doesn't, then we are talking about them actually needing one of these guys to play right guard in a year from now too, maybe.
Well, I hate that. You know? I mean, because then you really need Kingsley to work out, or you're about to spend more free agency money at guard, which I thought was the whole point of the point of not doing that was giving the money to Trey Smith and instead letting Joe Tooney walk. And so I don't want them to get stuck back into that situation. I don't want to read into this. Part of the reason it stood out to me, somebody asked, said, hey, is this guy going to take Kingsley's job? I'm like, I don't think we know anything about Kingsley at guard other than what you and I have said before. Lots, and I mean lots, of players transition from tackle to guard in the NFL level that are second, third, and fourth round picks. The only reason we don't believe it'll work this time is because we saw how bad he played at tackle. But again, mm-hmm. I saw Joe Tooney struggle at tackle. He wasn't bad, but he struggled at tackle. He is an all-world left guard. He's the best one in the business, and he had some troubles at left tackle. So, like, the idea that no one else has ever made that transition to me is still kind of silly.
Someone from the text line, 913-586-7965, says, hey, what if Juwan Taylor gets beat out and moved to left guard? I don't see that scenario happening. Juwan Taylor, I think he'll start week one at right tackle, given the amount of money he's making, but also Juwan Taylor wouldn't then become a guard for this team.
No, No, Juwan Taylor. If for some reason, Juwan Taylor is not the starting right tackle at the beginning of this year, he's either traded or benched. Yeah. He's the backup.
That's the only position that he's playing in 2025.
Yeah.
If I were him,
I wouldn't agree to play guard either.
No, he wouldn't.
You know how hard it is to find tackles? As much as we've been frustrated with Juwan Taylor, because this goes back to the Orlando Brown Jr. thing.
Yep.
Juwan Taylor should not be on this roster after next year.
He's not going to be.
And he's not
going
to be. But he'll be a starting right tackle for someone. Someone else will sign Juwan Taylor to be their starting right tackle. So if you don't think that there's a job for him, there is. There's absolutely a job for Juwan Taylor somewhere.
They just won't be paying him the amount of money.
$27 million a year. I don't know, man. Someone just gave Dan Moore 4 for $80.
Yeah. Dan Moore was playing better than Juwan did last year, though.
Chiefs gave Jalen Moore $20 million a year, right?
Yeah, basically they can get out after 1 year.
No, I know. But I'm not saying it might not be a short-term deal, but Juwan Taylor might be making $20 million a year gold. At least on paper.
Sure.
I understand that funny money, right, and everything that kind of goes with that, but he might be making more than you realize. That's all.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.